The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
The year is 2007. Rihanna's Umbrella is the biggest hit of the year. Suzanne Paul and Stefan Oliveri win Dancing with the Stars, and Team New Zealand take out Luna Rossa 5-0 in the Louis Vuitton Cup, only to fall against Alinghi in the America's Cup. The Privy Council quashes the conviction of David Bain and orders a retrial, and we have the least number of deaths on our road over the holiday period in 26 years. That might be because in 2007, the Grim Reaper was busy elsewhere, with Joey Henderson doing his bidding, slaying innocent women at a fictional hospital while we all watched on in horror. Join us as we remember when the Ferndale Strangler gripped the nation.
I can do remorse now. I've learned how.
Those girls, I'll never forget what I did to those girls. It was cruel. And it was evil. Especially Alice and the agony she went through.
Just shut up, okay? Shut up!
I enjoyed it, Craig.
Kia ora koutou, welcome to Remember When, your weekly dose of pop culture nostalgia in Aotearoa, brought to you by The Real Pod. My name is Jane Yee, and today I'm joined by the Is It You to the Is It Me, Alex Casey.
So good to be here, Jane. I am so excited about this episode. And can I just say, what an intro. Man, you nail it every time. I feel
Thank you.
It's like horrible history as you get the full rundown.
I know. I feel like there's always quite a lot of negative stuff that's happening in the past. And maybe, you know, we look back on the before times as such a lovely time, but there were bad things in the before times too.
There were bad things. And this was possibly the worst.
Wow. It felt like real life for a while there. And I want you to bear in mind, so we're talking about the Ferndale Strangler on Shortland Street, primetime television, TV2. We were still part of the monoculture. We were still watching our televisions en masse. And in fact, Shortland Street was peaking in 2007. 45.5% of all people 5+ were tuning in for Shortland Street.
5+ watching this? Cover your eyes!
Oh, just absolute madness.
This was, and this still, I think, remains to this day, the biggest storyline, right, in Shortland Street history. Not just because it was this sort of, like, elaborate, and it was a whodunit, right, for a while. We didn't know who the Ferndale Strangler was.
I'll give you a top line, because I know you all know. I know you all know the Ferndale Strangler. And what was going on? You were all part of that 45.5% who were watching this. But in July of 2007, women started turning up not alive anymore on Shortland Street.
And brutally murdered.
Brutally murdered.
Like, vision, the Claire and the Skip.
And
I'm
I loved
sorry.
Claire.
Oh, we loved Claire. Was she English? She was classy, wasn't she?
She was really just adorable. And then various others of varying importance in terms of the canon of Shortland Street. You know, I'll say names and you recognise some and others you might not. There was Claire, as we know, Meg, Jay. I completely forgot this is how Jay went.
Terrible.
Beth and Brenda. Alice got kidnapped and I think he performed some sort of surgery on her.
Like crazy jigsaw shit. He had her set up on an operating table. It was absolutely twisted. The stuff that this man was doing and was putting on 7 p.m. every night.
But it was, as you say, a whodunit. He was wearing masks. We didn't know who it was until December. So from July to December, the nation stopped at 7 p.m. every single weeknight while we were watching these awful things unfolding and being like, which of our beloved characters potentially is doing this awful, awful stuff. And why are they doing it? Why? And we find out it's lovely nurse Joey Henderson.
Oh,
just affable man, you know?
This was so upsetting for me because I have to come clean here. So what, 2007, this is me at 16. This is also peak Panic at the Disco era, peak floppy fringe. Needless to say, I was in love with Joey Henderson. The nerdy nurse with the emo fringe, forget it. And because it was like, he's in New Zealand, you know, like he could, I could change him.
Oh, the number of musicians I thought, if only they met me. If only we had a chance somehow by divine intervention to have a drink while they're in our country. But then if they actually live in the country, like that ups the possibilities. So, I mean, we know how often you run into celebrities.
The proximity is crazy. It's actually weird that I have not bumped into, what's his real name? Johnny Barker.
Johnny Barker, who also a musician, by the way.
Awesome musician, I think works in television. I don't think I know what I would do. It's honestly, it's one of those teenage crushes.
Run away is what you should do because this guy is dangerous. He was found in the process of nearly offing Alice by Craig Valentine, I think, and Kieran. Who ran the IV?
Kieran from Coro.
I mean, he's a whole nother remember when, but I was obsessed with him for a while. But I didn't realise these three characters were all on at the same time. In my hazy memory, they all exist in different eras, but there they all were.
It is crazy watching clips back and you can see, you know, a much younger Chris Warner. Obviously, he's there the whole time. But TK with like a backwards cap and a pleather jacket, just absolutely rocking it. It was such a good era for the show.
It was amazing.
You know?
It was peak Shortland Street. It was voted by our audience, I think, it was voted by the spin-off by us, basically, as like the best year of Shortland Street ever. And as we talk about the Ferndale Strangler, you can go on to thespinoff.co.nz and read a comprehensive account of the entire thing put together by Tara Ward. This is just about our own personal experiences, but if you want the full proper encyclopedic breakdown, that's where you need to go.
I didn't remember, looking back, I didn't realise that it was all like women being murdered.
Yeah.
That was a real surprise to me, watching it back.
And the why, which we're about to find out as we watch the final scene, because Joey Henderson is no longer with us. He died as part of the cliffhanger for that year, and he tells us why he killed these women. So let's just watch that.
They were women, Joey. Innocent, trusting women.
They were cheap slags and they got what they deserved.
No! Claire was my friend. She was a good person and you slaughtered her like an animal. You moved into her room. You slept in her bed.
Who made it easy for me, Kieran? Huh? You did! You made it easy because you hang out with slags, but...
Back off, all of you. Joey, listen to me. You need help. What you've done isn't...
I am Joseph James Henderson. Gone but never forgotten.
Joey, no!
Cover your eyes.
That noise!
I know, the noise is horrendous.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has the lowdown on everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. Join some of the superstars of the investment and business world as they share advice from their time in the US so you can make your mahi count in this massive market. The Investment Fix podcast, brought to you by Invest New Zealand. Tune in today.
Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
There's so much to get into about that scene. I mean, the point of view shot from Joey's eyes at Karen, where he's like beet red. He's such an orange man. Strangling him. It's just, God, they got really experimental with it.
They did. And also, it's so funny. Like, every time I watch it, I notice something different. So in this instance, watching it, Karen obviously is like, as you say, he's like veins popping. This is really intense. And then when the cop comes along, he almost just like wanders off as if the director's called cut. Like, he just walks out and he just kind of like stands there and turns around. Like, not kind of the energy of someone who's just been engaged in like a physical altercation with someone who murdered his friend. But also the makeup on Joey.
Oh, it's incredible.
Pale. Like, he's dead before he's dead, basically.
He's dead before he's dead. And the performance, the sort performance. Of maniacal cackling. I mean, I haven't heard the word slags for a while, and it's good to hear it twice.
I mean, having not watched all of the footage across, you know, the 6 months or whatever the storyline was going on, that is what I can only presume was his reasoning for doing it, is they were slags? Cheap slags?
Was he the first incel? You got to ask the question, you know, the attitude's all there. He seems like a 4chan guy to me before it was cool.
He made them old. And his final words, hauntingly, Joey James Henderson, gone but never forgotten. Never a truer word.
Incredible. And then splat. We need to talk to the person who does Foley for Shortland Street, because that noise is horrible. Maybe akin to the noise in Les Miserables when Russell Crowe jumps off the bridge, the noise of his back breaking. Very similar.
It is that image of him, you know, lying in what will eventually be a chalk outline pose is so seared on my brain. Like, it's synonymous with Shortland Street for me.
And it's just so, like, rough as guts, you know, like there's so, could they do that now, you know, could that be on TV?
I don't know.
Even the scene I remember, I think it was in the build-up, there was a Halloween episode where he did a murder wearing that George Bush mask.
He did a murder.
Yeah. He did a murder. Wearing a scary George Bush mask, political, you know, of the time. And, and I think he was using, like, razor wire, and it was just, I don't know how this any of this got on television at 7 p.m. for the 5+.
Well,
the
look,
5+.
When 50% of the nation is watching, you can do whatever the fuck you want, Alex. You know?
Yeah. And it's crazy that they haven't done it since. You know, there hasn't been a serial killer storyline.
I can't say there hasn't, absolutely. Because I haven't watched enough Shortland Street in recent years to be able to say that.
Well, there hasn't been one that's grabbed the nation.
I mean, I don't think there's been a single storyline, probably on any TV show since The Ferndale Strangler, that has captivated the nation the way that did. And I think it was just so clever to make it a whodunit that we didn't know, you know, for so long. And we didn't suspect Joey.
No, and everyone was a suspect. Like, you know, I watched a supercut where there's like, you know, Maya is a suspect, and people don't. No one wants to like get a ride home with anyone.
Yeah.
From the hospital, like it's brilliant. It's like Cluedo. I love it.
I think they've all forgotten that, because I'm pretty sure they're all just getting rides with anyone these days. You know, never forget. Mm. He said, "Never forgotten." We need to bear that in mind.
Joseph James Henderson.
And I also think, in terms of the never forgotten thing, I feel for Johnny Barker, because he is and forever will be, to the day he actually like leaves this earth, he is going to be the Ferndale Strangler. And I mean, a wonderful legacy for us in terms of TV viewers, but can't be that nice to have that following you around everywhere.
No, and I'm sure I've read stuff where, I mean, when Shortland Street was in its hot streak, you always hear these interviews from the villains of the time saying that, like, people spit on them at the supermarket and stuff.
We shouldn't laugh.
Well, it's just crazy, and I can't imagine what he must have been going through. I do remember in the aftermath, it was perhaps the following year, he was the star of, like, the award-winning 48 Hours film that year, and it was, like, a real coup. It was a musical number. And, you know, good on him for breaking free from the shackles of Joey and making an award-winning 3-minute musical, you know.
I'm so curious to know if when he signed up or when he was cast on the show, if he knew what was coming for his character, like if that was always the trajectory that Joey Henderson was going to go on. Because quite often when you hear from Shortland Street alum who've since left the show, they're like, oh, and then I got the script and saw what was going to happen and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, so this is how they're writing me out of the show. You know, so there's always more to find out, and being the research show that we are, aka just read some stuff on the internet, we don't know. We don't have the answers to that, but I do feel like this is something that we can revisit again and again and again.
Yeah, let's just lock it in every 5 years or so. Let us return to Joseph James Henderson, gone but never forgotten.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today as we remember when the Ferndale Strangler did the bad things. Again, I urge you to go visit the spin-off where Tara Ward has written an amazing piece on this. And if you enjoy hearing us yarn, join our Substack. We got more there, more pop culture stuff outside of like the mid-2000s. We're in the present day over there. In fact, at the moment, we are recapping Celebrity Treasure Island every single week, deep diving, huge analysis. So do come over and join us there, therealpod.substack.com. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, TI here. Thank you, Joey James Henderson. Gone, but never forgotten. Thank you for remembering with us.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi. Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.